Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Greg Ebeling, superintendent of the Pella School District. To start things off, I'd just like to thank you for coming on the program.
Always glad to be here.
The school board meeting was on Monday night, and you decided to go with an innovative calendar. What does that mean going forward?
You know, right now, we're actually in the throes of figuring out what that could look like. One thing we're considering is the innovative calendar, which actually the purpose of it is to increase professional development time for teachers, and some of that would be a trade-off for student contact time. And so there's the possibility that the district will look at increasing the amount of professional development time that teachers receive, and we know we need to do that because currently we have about 20 hours of professional development time for teachers, and that's about half the amount that most of the neighboring school districts have. So in order for anything to be effectively implemented, it takes between 50 and 80 hours of intense training and implementation work to get it fully implemented. So that means if we're implementing something, we don't even have half the amount of hours that it would take to fully implement something into a district in 1 year. So that spreads things on to be multi-year processes to implement even one thing new into a system. So because of that, what it really means for parents in the end is that we're going to look at some different options. One thing would possibly be increasing the numbers of late starts that the school district has. This year we have about one late start per month. One of the options that we're looking at would be increasing that to 2 to 3 to 4 times a month. It could even be where we would have one late start every week. We're not sure exactly what the final recommendation will be. What we've been getting feedback from our board advisory committee, which is a group of community members. We've been getting feedback from the teachers and looking at what people see as the most palatable for increasing our professional development time.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Greg Ebeling, superintendent of the Pella School District. You guys mentioned this at the meeting, that some parents and students don't even really know what goes on during these professional development times. The sort of things that you'd be doing during those late starts or days off, as the case may be, what would those actually entail for the staff?
You know, some of the things we're definitely working on are a new math series called Singapore Math. That's being implemented in the elementary and is actually being piloted this year by some elementary teachers, and next year we'll go whole elementary wide. A new math series brings a lot of new work that needs to be done with that series to make it done correctly so that it really has the impact on students. So that's teacher training around that series and figuring out how to implement it. At the high school and at the middle school level, we're moving forward with both some work around what's called authentic intellectual work. And in that work, it's giving teachers time to collaborate on how they improve their lessons, how they work together with other teachers to basically glean the best aspects of lessons across the system. So it's really important that those things happen, but it just takes a lot of time to implement. So it's some real positives that we can improve teaching and learning across our system, but we have to have time to make that happen. I think what we're really looking at is late starts are one option to make that happen. Kids would still have school. The other option is to just fully have a full day off of school and have teachers there for the whole day, do training, and have students not in school. So that's also an option. And I don't think we're really landed on one yet. There's pros and cons to each. They both get additional time and some less student contact time. We know the best thing we can do for students is to put a high-quality teacher in every classroom and have that contact time. So I can't really say we've landed on one because we really haven't. It could be more late starts, but it could also be full days off as well.
And currently you have 20 hours. Is that per semester or for the whole school year?
That's for the whole school year, actually. So 20 hours is really divided over those essentially about 36 weeks of school that typically we have. Most of them are in two-hour segments. Because there'd be one late start a month, essentially, and then we also had one half day of professional development at the beginning of the school year without kids. So right now we're doing the late starts. We're using that as our vehicle. But really, to get more time, we just have to find out what's the best way to do that for our system.
Are late starts preferable to early releases for students?
We had late starts for the first time this year. Prior to that, we had early releases. We had like 12:30 dismissals. And what we found is that with the late starts, we get a better block of time, more uninterrupted time for staff when it's a morning late start, as opposed to by the time we dismiss kids at 12:30, get all the kids on the bus and to where they need to be. And with jockeying of students, there's a lot of time. Most of that two-hour time that we got out early ended up being closer to really an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. So we ate a lot of our time with just kind of jockeying and dealing with students, you know, after school, where now the students aren't there and that they all show up, and really we get that full 2 hours of time.
Once again, that was Greg Ebling, superintendent of the Pellis School District. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.